السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. 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 السلام عليكم نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا. The meaning of this is that if a person doesn't go to the Allah wala in order for them to treat him from the spiritual diseases, from the diseases of the heart, treatment will find him by the Allah wala. If a person doesn't go there, it is very difficult for a person to suppress his stubborn nafs. Very difficult. Bahut mushkil tha apne nafs se sarkash, sarkash means stubborn. To suppress it is very, very difficult. That's why Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladheena aamanu taqullaha wa koonu ma'as saliheen, be with the pious. Wasbir nafsaka ma'al ladheena yad'oona rabbahum bil ghadati. Be with them. When we are with them, inshallah, in that we are better of their company. The person won't have to leave the sin that he is in the habit of doing, of committing. Allah will the sins will lead him. Sometimes very difficult for a person to leave the sins. But when he's in a company of Allah, the Allah wala, and he holds fast into their company, and he is sincere in that, he won't have to leave it. Sins will leave him and go on. خدا کی سرکشی سے خودکشی ہے مال و دولت میں. کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا. In the displeasure of Allah, disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nothing, there is self, there is suicide, self-destruction. Particularly when a person is his day and night worry is to amass wealth, dunya. He's so obsessed that he forgets himself, forgets his family, forgets his wife, forgets his children. He leaves early in the morning when the children are still asleep. All day, this way, that way, that way, this way. Comes back at night, wife is also sleeping, children are also sleeping. Suleiman Bhai Patel, who's in a Jamaat, was telling us some weeks ago that he went to Canada, and that there was a one South African youngster who went to Canada to go and earn a livelihood, to go and become wealthy and rich. He didn't take a name, and we don't need to take any name. Young man, young wife. What was he doing there? Driving trucks from one end of Canada to the other end of Canada. So he leaves early in the morning on Monday morning and comes back on Friday night. So 2 days he's there with the wife. A lot of money, because they get a lot of money for driving, because they don't get drivers. Very difficult to find drivers. And eventually he made a lot of money. And one day the wife told him, I can't stay with you. Because most of the time, 80% of the time, my husband is not with me, and I need the husband to be with me. So can we please part? He had the money, and finally the marriage broke. So this is what is happening, amassing wealth. And forgetting not only our families, Allah Ta'ala make us forget ourselves also. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala make them forget themselves also. Bishamah ko hosh bhi nahi rehta. So, this is what Allah Ta'ala is saying, خُدْكُشِي هَي. There is suicide and there is destruction, self-destruction, there is ruin in a person becoming so obsessed of wealth that he doesn't, and all that is at the expense of his deen. If it is not at the expense of his deen, our Hazrat Ramtullah used to say, Dunya se muhabbat zarur karo, lekin 51%, I remember very well, 51% of a person must have love for Allah, for deen, and 49, if a person got 49% for the dunya, inshallah he'll still be successful. But if it is the other way, then what Hazrat is saying, there is ruin in it. So, that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that أعوذ بك من مال يكون علي وبالا. Yeah, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seek Allah Ta'ala's protection from such mal which becomes a monster for him. It's a musibah for him. Kabhi Allah wala say nahi aisa suna Allah Ta'ala. Never hear that Allah wala they do things like that. Sukune dil utarta hai falak se ahle taqwa kar. Sukune din itminan, contentment of the heart comes down to the heavens. And on whom does it come down? On the people of taqwa. بدون حکم خدا سائن صدا پھر کیسے پا جاتا. And the scientists and the people of technology, through all their technology, they can't get this thing called سکون دل and اطمینان دل, because اللہ تبارک و تعالی did this. اللہ تعالی has not willed to give them the سکون دل because they got technology and they can acquire whatever they want to of the material of the material things of the dunya. Sukune dil is completely different. You can't get it. Yes, material things you can get, but your money, but your power, but your influence, but with all your power and influence and your authority, we can't get sukune dil. That is the right of Allah, and it is a prerogative of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Agar patrol ke manind hota ye sukune dil zameen mein karke boring isko har kafir bhi pa jata. If the sukune dil and itminan of the dil and the contentment of dil had it been like petrol, where a person, whenever he wants the petrol, with all his machinery, he boils into the ground and then he takes out the petrol. So if it was like petrol, then every rich person who is every unbeliever, non-believer, mushrik, he would have also got the sukune dil. But we see that there is no sukune dil in the things of this dunya. Utoke ishka se dunya mein har aashiq hua pagal. And in this haram romance and love, I mean, in that, that every aashiq and every lover, he became mad because of this haram ishq and haram romance that he gets himself into. Gunaah se kyun paata to kyun pagal kaha jata. And if a person would have gotten contentment and peace through sins, then why would people call him mad? بچو گندے عمل سے امردوں سے دور ہو جاؤ. Save yourself from haram, from evil actions, evil doings. وَدَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَ. اللہ تعالیٰ سے اگر یہ فعل اچھا تھا خدا پتھر نہ برساتا. اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ would not have destroyed the people of Lut علیہ السلام if that was a good thing. نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا اگر جذب کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا. میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستان درد سے اختر, مگر میں کیا کروں چپ دی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا. I am continuously advising the people and reminding them and giving waaz and nasihat. And this all makes me tired, Rahmatullah says. I get tired of telling the people again and again, stay away from sins. Gunahon se bacho, gunahon se bacho. But main kya karu? Eventually, when a person carries on telling a person and he gets tired and he leaves it off, the other says, no, main kya karu? What must I do? Chup bhi nahi mujhse raha. I can't even keep quiet. I must continue doing this. And there is a hope of every ummati. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. This is the work of every ummati that Allah Ta'ala has left this responsibility to every ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you are the best of nations, that you have been taken out for the benefit of mankind. What do you do? تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. You command people, encourage people, motivate people to do it, and you stop them from doing wrong. That we must continue doing. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind the people, because reminding people is beneficial for the mu'mineen. Allah give us all tawfiq and inshallah. Whatever we hear also from our Hazrat Damat Barakatuh, when we go back home, let us share it with our families, with our children, with our friends. We mustn't keep it to ourselves. So inshallah we will be fulfilling our duty of Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahi Anil Munkar also inshallah. We will all do that inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا، اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا، بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا، اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا، بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا، خدا کی سرکشی سے خود خوشی ہے مال و دولت میں، خدا کی سرکشی سے خود خوشی ہے مال و دولت میں، کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا، سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقویٰ پر، سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقویٰ پر، مدو حکم خدا سائنس دا پھر کیسے پا جاتا، مدو حکم خدا سائنس دا پھر کیسے پا جاتا، اگر پٹرول کے مانند ہوتا سکون دل، اگر پٹرول کے مانند ہوتا سکون دل، زمین میں کر کے بورنگ اس کو ہر کافر پا جاتا، اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا، بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا، بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل، بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل، گناہوں سے سکو پاتا تو کیوں پاگل کہا جاتا، بچوں گندے عمل سے امردوں سے دور ہو جاؤ، بچوں گندے عمل سے امردوں سے دور ہو جاؤ، اگر یہ فعل اچھا تھا خدا پتھر نہ برساتا، نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا، نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا، اگر جذبے کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا، میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستان درد سے اختر، میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستانِ درد سے اختر، مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا، مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا، اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا، بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا صفر ولا طير ولا حام، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. The month of Muharram has just passed and finished. Today is the fifth of Shawwal, or sixth has started now. So the month of Muharram has just finished, and the month of Muharram is also, and the other months also, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram, and Rajab, which is the other month, which are the sacred months. And among these months, the speciality is that during these months, all good deeds, rewards are multiplied tremendously. In the month of Muharram, which is just past less than a week ago, every roza of the month equal to 1 month's roza. Every day's roza, 1 month's roza. And mashallah, there are those people who kept many rozas during the month, and of course the month of Ramadan, what to say, but even these months, their value is very, very great. And also, we must be careful and aware that the sins during these months are also much more greater. So we should be very careful of those times, those places, where if a person does wrong, then the sins are also much more greater. Like a person commits a sin outside, and he commits a sin in the masjid. We make ghibat sitting outside, we make ghibat sitting in the masjid. The sin of ghibat in the masjid, in the house of Allah, is much more severe. And comes to mind, we should be very careful when we are in the Haramain Sharifain especially. We meet lot of people, friends, and today it has become like a common thing to sit around and have a little meeting, like, especially between Asr and Maghrib, which is a long time. We find many people, they make their little circles and they sit. And when we sit and talk, almost inevitably, we fall into ghibat somehow or the other. Even we start with good talks, but then we fall into ghibat. And to fall into ghibat right in the haram, how serious is that? So we should be very careful. Anyway, one important thing is that Allah Ta'ala brings this nature within us, that when these months have now passed, this occasion, a person went for Umrah, he came back, he went for Hajj, he came back, he went in Jamaat, he came back, he went in the Khanqah, he came back, any such Mubarak occasion. When we come back, we should one side feel happy Allah gave us tawfiq, but now that opportunity is gone. Now in the one namaz that we make, when we were in Umrah, we make it in Masjid al-Nabawi, we make it in the Haram Sharif, mashallah, how much reward there is. Baytul Maqdis, a person went, we make one namaz there, how much more is in the reward. So that feeling, when we were small, I remember that the month of Ramadan passed, and unfortunately our nature hasn't changed, as Buzurg say very beautifully, pachpan ko ho gaye, lekin apan abhi pachpan nahi gaya. We have become 55, but our childhood is still not gone. So we feel that when Ramadan is gone, now is relief. Now the month of now keeping roza, taraweeh, getting up for sehri, all these things are to feel it a burden. But that, so when we were small, we saw our pious people at the end of Ramadan, they used to cry. And we should wonder why are they crying. Everyone is happy. And those days, hopefully no more. But Eid cards was a common thing, and everyone eats up, I am eat cards and sending eat cards and buying new clothes and discussing the clothes we're going to wear and all those things. That was the in thing. And these people, the pious people, Hafiz Muhammad Sallallahu Rahmatullah Ali, particularly I can remember, they used to cry, and we couldn't understand why they cried. So Allah give us that tawfiq, that when these occasions have passed, we also start crying. And we also feel, Allah give us tawfiq to do what we have to do, but still nobody can do justice. No matter how much we try, we should still feel. And in the same way, when we leave the masjid also, we shouldn't be like, happy I'm out of the masjid now, or bayan is over now, or there was a long mashura, now it's finished now. No, those were occasions where we were gaining really. And Allah give us that yaqeen and iman, that what we are gaining in the month of Ramadan, what we were gaining in the month of Muharram, cost so much, and it is for akhirah, where it will be eternal, forever and ever. A person should be happy with that. How we get happy with dunya's things. Hey, like a businessman in the month of December, he's making a lot of money, he's so happy, he doesn't complain, I have to come earlier to work, whole day I'm on my toes, I'm busy all the time, shelves are getting empty, I have to get more goods, I have to put more goods, etc. He doesn't get angry with that, he's happy. So like that for our deen also. And Allah bring that jazba within us, that everybody we come for namaz, Allah give us tawfiq, just the thought comes to our mind, Ya Allah, you have been so kind, you made namaz for us. This is a great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And we make shukr to Allah, not like a burden now. Now I have to go make wuzu again. Now I have to go to masjid again. Now I have to leave my Allah save us TV or any other wrong thing. Now my phone, I won't be able to look at it. Now my company, my food, my eating, whatever. No, Allah bring that we feel it, that happiness. That, and we make shukr to Allah. Ya Allah, you made namaz for us. How merciful, how kind are you not on us, that you have made namaz for us, you gave us a thing like namaz, which is a great, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, the coolness of my eyes is in namaz. So what must namaz be? And what was namaz to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And many such awliya of Allah ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. What we have heard, Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani rahmatullah alayhi, just one or two incidents about his life which we have heard, that on one occasion, Hazrat Maulana Khair Muhammad Jalandri rahmatullah, great Khalifa, great Ali of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah, and this was before the partition of India and Pakistan, before 47. So he was in his place, he invited Hazrat Maulana to come to his place, like we also invite ulama for Jummah Bayan, to come and have Bayans, programs, etc. So he invited Maulana. And it was only right that he came himself and fetched Maulana for respect and honor. That also Allah bless us, that with people who deserve this respect and honor, that we give them that respect and honor. So we were going back again, and by train those days, and long journey, so on the way, the train, the engines also change. One engine, they ticked off, they put another engine, and it happened that at that place was the time for Fajr namaz. So they could make that Fajr quite comfortably. Why it takes a time when there's a whole commotion of changing the engines of the trains, etc. take place. So they started performing Fajr namaz. And Maulana Hussain Ahmed Madani rahmatullah alayh was a senior, and mashallah, what love of Allah, what love of Quran, and how they should read Quran Sharif. One time when Maulana Madani rahmatullah alayh went to Thana Bhawan, then Maulana Thani rahmatullah alayh told Maulana Madani, today you perform namaz. And when he performed namaz, he says, I hope in Allah that this one namaz is superior than my whole life's namaz. What namazes they must be doing. And Maulana Madani, what we have heard, these namazes. And this, we are mentioning it, not just stories. When we were in Jeoban, we used to go to Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib rahmatullah alayh. He should also tell us not qissa. And we, as we are still, we still don't understand, we found Mufti Sahib like to tell stories. But it was tarbiyat of ours. Every story has got a great moral and a great lesson. So like that, all this also is great inspiration for us. So anyway, So Maulana made started Fajr Namaz, and Maulana was an ashiq, a die-hard of Sunnah. He just could not tolerate anything against Sunnah, everything according to Sunnah. So he started reading Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Surah Dahar, Halasa Al Insan, on the platform. And then in that time, and Maulana reading what is Itminan, Khushu, Khudu, they finished changing the engine. And now it's time for the train to go. And the conductor, now they whistle, he blows his whistle, he shows his flag. And the engine, they also sound the hooter that now the train is going to move. All who are on the train, they just come back, whatever they were doing. And the conductor came by Maulana and them and announced also the train is going to move. But Maulana carried on with his namaz. The train went away. So after namaz, the other few friends who were with, they went on the train. Goods were there, etc. They broke the namaz. So then after namaz, the train had gone out. So Maulana Khair Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah Ali told Maulana Madani that at such a time, if you don't read, if you make your namaz short, you can even, you make your namaz short and we join. He says that masala I also know. And I also know that you can even break your namaz at such a time. It is permissible that you can break your namaz and you go on the train. But he says, what must I do? I didn't hear a thing. I was so immersed. Perhaps we think that we cannot understand, but we all can understand. Today you sit with your phone, cell phone, and how immersed a person is. Many people are talking, what is happening? Nobody knows. These people, Allahu Akbar, in their namaz they were immersed. So this is that how namaz is that thing. May Allah give us one jala, one little glimpse of such a namaz. May Allah make us that we enjoy and we realize what namaz is. So anyway, on one other occasion, Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Alayhi is mentioned that he used to make his sunnah at home, which is also the actual sunnah, though Allah might say, nowadays we should make our sunnah in the masjid. We also are so lazy that if we go outside, we forget. And people also get the wrong idea that the person is not making his sunnah namaz. So we have to make it on a masjid. Nowadays we make it in the masjid. But the actual sunnah is for sunnahs to be made at home. So Maulana should make his sunnahs at home. On one occasion he was making his sunnah, and while making his namaz, the house ladies saw that from on top there was a vine, flower, this vine of these things, that a snake had come down, and it was about 30 centimeters, 1 foot, 12 inches, just above Maulana's head. So they got a shock. They quickly managed to get some people from the street and come and kill the snake. They came, and naturally, what a big noise, what a big hue and cry. And Maulana liked also the greenery. So there were shrubs that were growing there also, and maybe from there the snake came also. So anyway, after namaz, Maulana saw the shrubs and there, the vine, some leaves were broken and lines scattered. So he became angry. Who broke this? Why they broke this? He said, Allah have mercy on you, Maulana. Don't you know what happened? He said, what happened? He said, there was a snake just about 12 inches above your head. He said, I don't know anything about that. And then now us, when now we came to know, now we will get frightened. Oh, what could have happened? And what? Maulana, nothing. Cool and calm. Now went for his farz namaz to the masjid. So Allah give us this jealous. Just some idea. And when we were discussing with the family of Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali, they said that some bit of that, some amount of that, Hazrat Maulana As'ad Madani Rahmatullah Ali was also blessed with that. And his wife also was blessed with that. That the person just gets engrossed in his namaz like that. Allah give us also that topic that we get that. So now that all when we come for namaz, we just think, Ya Allah, you made namaz for us. And then when we start making our namaz, all we are coming, also make shukr that Ya Allah, you gave me the sa'adah, the honor of fulfilling your namaz. Not just like it's a burden on us. Now I have to make my namaz, it's for us, what can I do? Oh, may Allah save us all, that the wife is on my head all the time, she wants me to make my namaz, so that's why I'm going. Or for the children, the parents are on their head all the time, you must make your namaz. Like for example, in a madrasa, Darul Uloom, whole contact taken, after the student, you have to make your namaz. No, from our own feeling. And now also we feel it, not just as a duty, it is our duty, Allah has made namaz farz, but that we take it our sa'adah, our honor that we are making namaz. So we take it as a great namaz, and every command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, iman is the greatest namaz. A person should feel happy, Ya Allah, you blessed me with iman, and iman really is not our choice. Allah gave us, Allah chose us. It isn't that we were just born in a Muslim home, so we are mu'min. And the reality of iman is not sufficient just to be born in a Muslim home. Allah reward the fuqaha, they have made it so broad that your iman, you were just born in a Muslim home, you're living like a Muslim, you say I'm a Muslim, you are a Muslim. But actually iman, Allahu Akbar, ulama explained, is not to know the things about iman. The kuffar of Makkah also knew, and they also said, we know you are the Nabi of Allah. So that is not enough. It is not enough also, ulama, right, to recognize iman. The Jews, they recognize Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the Nabi of Allah. But they had that hasad, jealousy in them, that why wasn't he born in the amongst the Israelites? Why was he born amongst the Arabs? So they knew, they recognized him to be the Nabi of Allah, but they did not accept. Iman is that of a person's own free will. He accepts and he believes in the things what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam brought from Allah Ta'ala, and also not our logic. That I understand, yes, Allah is one, I can understand it. And ulama has given a lot of proofs also of the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. But that belief on that is not sufficient. I have to believe on the one, on the existence of Allah, on the oneness of Allah, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said so. On the word of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, that is that iman. So anyway, iman is a great, great ni'mat of Allah ta'ala. The greatest ni'mat. And perhaps today, we should also consider that we should perhaps speak a little bit about this. It's not just that I'm a mu'min or I'm not a mu'min, I accept iman, or na'uzubillah, I say I'm no more a Muslim, which is we are hearing quite a bit. This. It is a matter of going in the fire eternally. And the worst fire, it is not a small thing that I just say, okay, I'm not a Muslim anymore, na'uzubillah. Allah save us. It means actually we are saying that I am prepared and I'm going into the fire of Jahannam and forever and ever. And the fire of Jahannam, ulama have written from the studies of the Quran and Hadith, that it will become worse and worse all the time. Not a person is going to get used to it and now it's over. So, and just to be deprived of Jannah, what they get, Allah save us all, save our family, save everyone, all of us. It's a very, very serious matter. So anyway, this is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So we should speak to Allah, you made namaz for us, what a great ni'mat. And you are giving me the honor of making namaz. Standing in front of me, my mouth is filthy and my mind is so filthy and dirty. Everything of mine. And I have come to the far place of the masjid. And then Allah takes us to Haramain Sharifain, Tawaf of Kaaba Sharif. And we have the opportunity of going to Multazam, going into the Hatim. So we are in the Kaaba. Where are we fit for? That we stand in front of Rawda and Mubarak, in front of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Where are we? Kahan mein aur kahan ye tawaf tere ghar ka? Where me and where the tawaf of your house? So we should make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So like that, this month of Muharram, oh Allah, you gave us. Little bit before, you gave us the month of Zulhijjah, the month in which Hajj is made, the month in which Qurbani is made. Before that, you gave us the month of Ramadan, what a month. So we should make shukr. And that now that it has passed, we should feel that little, we should ask ourselves, I myself, and all this I'm saying, it's a reminder for myself, and then reminder for everyone else also, that how much did we really think that now the month of Muharram is gone. And the month of Safar, which is like called an empty month. So the month, we will discuss that now, this month, yeah, is like now all that rewards are gone. we, how much did I benefit? And one beautiful example is given, a group of people who were walking, they got lost in the middle of the night and they landed in some jungle, and while walking there they came across a place where there were beautiful shining stones. So 5-6 people, how many they were, so some of them thought that we will pick up such beautiful shining stones, perhaps we'll never get again. So some picked up 5, 10, others 15, 20, 25, whatever. Others didn't pick up. They said that we are lost also, and we still pick up stones and carry stones. We have to carry our baggage also, and now we have to carry stones also. So they didn't pick up. They carried on walking. In the morning they came out in the village. So when they spoke to the village people told them that those are the most precious diamonds in the whole world. You can't get a nugget. They're just on the ground. You don't have to dig also. You just pick them up. But nobody goes there because the jungle is too dangerous. Wild animals also there, and robbers, crooks, they live in there, and they just kill a person when they see them. The cannibals, people who eat human beings are there, so we don't ever dare go. You people didn't know, and Allah saved you and you came out safely. And now that person who picked up 20, 30, 50 diamonds, is he happy or is he scared? And he's also said, I should have picked up more. And what to say of the person who didn't pick up any? So like that, so to say, we are in the jungle of this world. And all shaitan and nafs. And we know what evil there is, so much of evil. And how it's attacking us, the temptations of all guna. And from all sides, all the evil that is coming upon us, which is worse than cannibals also, shaitan and nafs. And really a person, we don't seem to really understand this until a person, when he decides that I don't want to commit any, I'm not going to see any haram, I'm not going to listen to music, I'm not going, one person writes that on my cell phone, how hard I try, I don't want to keep the cell phone. But it's just how I get engrossed in it, how I get pulled in it. Now when a person wants to stay away and he makes this mujahada, then he realizes. But as long as a person, you just let your thoughts go as they want to. Like a free person, you do what you want to, you go where you want to, you make namaz when you want to, when you don't want to, you just like moving, you just, then you don't feel it. But now when you make yourself pabam, like a dunya sijnul mu'min, when you start living in this prison now, then it becomes difficult. So anyway, so on the day of Qiyamah, when we will come out, so to say, in that city, and then it will be told that all this good deeds you could have picked up while you were in the world. What then, what you could have done. And really, we will realize there that how simple it was to do great, great amal. One subhanallah, tamla'ul mizan. It fills the whole pan of the scale. Tamla'u ma bayna as-sama'i wal-ard, or kama qala Ali. It fills the whole place from the ground to the earth. And this is a reality. It is not some fantasy. Think of the other books. Scientific books are maybe fantasy. Or maybe something else. But the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam are 100% true. So if a person realizes this, like in the riwayat of Tirmizi Sharif, we mentioned this before also. If a person reads 100 times in the morning, subhanallah, it takes just about a minute. And 100 times at night, you get the sawab of 100 hajj, maqbool hajj. On the day of Qiyamah, when we will realize this, every subhanallah, alhamdulillah, gharsun fil jannah. And make this common. I ask you, how are you? Alhamdulillah. Hey, our children commonly also fine. I'm fine. If we just say Alhamdulillah, already one tree of Jannah is, and what a tree also of Jannah is. So these are the things. So what namats Allah Ta'ala has given us. Now in this occasion, like Muharram has passed, then now we can't get that reward which was in Muharram. In the same way, when our life will have passed. Hey, and then when maut will come, and in fact really Allah save us all, keep us good and healthy with hafiyat and salamati. Amen. Many times in old age, for which the dua also is taught, that, oh Allah, save me from all the hardships and difficulties of old age. many times that the person is making namaz also, and he doesn't know also rakat. Yes, the person next to him makes him now bend down, go for ruku now, go for sajda now. A person is like lost. Hey, then already why we are in this world, we can't do the things. So our youth, our young age, when Allah has given us, as Mawlana Allah reward him in the ash'ar, it's not for making this dunya, what we're going to leave behind. It is to make our akhirah, hey, where we are going to get all this. So Allah Ta'ala has brought us in now, this period is gone, now we will wait till Rajab again. But of course all this time is not empty, we can do. But those are the times when we do the same and we get even more. And how much more we get, we cannot imagine. So to make qadr. Allah give us at the same time tawfiq also, that we live our lives such that when that period Rajab will come, which is also associated with namaz, Shaban will come, which is again associated with the middle night of Shaban, and what great virtues, and then the honorable month of Ramadan, and then comes Shawwal, and then comes Zulqa'dah, and Zulhijjah again, the Qurbani, the Hajj again, and then comes Muharram. What a season! So Allah Ta'ala makes it that we look forward. We have read also that Buzurgs are those Buzurgs were such that when Ramadan finished, then they were sorry for 6 months that they could not fulfill the rites of Ramadan. Mm-hmm. And the next 6 months they were looking in anticipation for the next Ramadan to come again. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, when the moon of Eid is recited for Ramadan, then my heart immediately goes out to Hajj now, and to Arafat, and to Makkah Sharif, and Tawaf of Baytullah, that this is the occasion for that. Now the Hajjis will start moving again. After Ramadan, Hajjis start moving again, and they're going to gather there, and they are all, and then they'll be going to Mina, from there to Arafat, from there to Muzdalifah, and all those wonderful occasions, the night of Muzdalifah, then the pelting of the shayateen, and then the Qurbani, and then again in the Kaaba Sharif, and all full the Kaaba is. But a person is just being so happy that he's also one among those people and making the tawaf. So Allah give us tawfiq. Anyway, with the month of Safar, from before the advent of Islam, the non-Muslims, the pagans also, they used to regard it as a manhus, as a bad month of bad luck. That this is a month that there are problems in there, difficulties, hardships come on the people. And very sadly, after about 1400 years of Islam, still those pagan, those superstitions, those wrong things are still within us. There are still those people amongst us, and usually it happens with the old people. And they promote this in the family. And then this is their piety. Perhaps they don't make one namaz also. Forget five. But the way they talk about these things, that the month of Shawwal, Safar, is such a month that is very very hard for the man for. And the man go through great difficulties. So you can't make Safar during this month. Journey. You can't go and make Safar during this month. Marriages, they say, don't have it in this month. There won't be barakah because there will be bad luck. So all that must go completely out of us. All the superstition and all this wrong beliefs. Ours, Allah give us tawfiq and to work. And as Maulana explained, Allah reward him, that to keep the company of the pious. That is very important. And who are the pious? Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali says that if you are living in such a place that you feel that there are no pious people here, the Muazzin is a pious person. He is calling five times a day. And if we read the riwayat of the fazilat of the Muazzin, Allahu Akbar, as far as his voice goes, all those things will give evidence for him, and so much he will get reward. If, for example, a person gives an adhan on a ship, and all the water, and he gives an adhan as loud as possible, and wherever that adhan, on the day of Qiyamah, what great virtues for the Muazzin. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, it is said that imamat he should try, he shied away from imamat. But he was first to go and give adhan. Always forward he should be, and he should want to give adhan. So adhan is such a great ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala also. So during this month now, of this month of Safar, that all this wrong beliefs that we have, Allah makes that it comes out of us. All the superstition that it is bad luck, and they prescribe certain amount of sadaqah also. So much bread, and so much eggs, and so much calico, and all that you have to give in sadaqah. There's absolutely nothing like that. And that Allah Ta'ala makes it that all these wrong things, and we get the pure tawheed in us. To believe in the oneness, to believe in the being of Allah, the zaat of Allah. And this not just by words, but actually it comes, Allah makes it that it comes in our lives. That we believe in Allah and in the tawheed, the oneness of Allah. Just imagine Allahu Akbar. Islam, that pure deen, that when the Muslims conquered Egypt, Hazrat Umar ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and then the river Nile, the people there said every year when it's the time for their farming and house planting, etc., then we have to sacrifice our most beautiful girl for the river Nile. We put on the most expensive jewelry, the best clothes, and the water comes and washes her away and takes her away. So now this is what Islam is. Allah makes it, it comes into us. That they said, no, this cannot happen. And he wrote a letter to Amirul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, and see what is Islam. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu wrote a letter addressed to the river Nile. Hey, Allah was addressed not to a human being, to the river Nile. And he said, if you are flowing of your own accord, and you'll only flow if the girl is sacrificed for you, etc., then we are not in need of you. And if you are flowing by the command of Allah, then flow. The command is you must flow. From that day till today, what a ihsan of Islam. That this, what a thing, my daughter must be taken. Which is decided in the whole land that your daughter is the most beautiful, and now putting all the, and she, every year one girl has to be given away. Until today, when there isn't this Islamic mizaj and Islamic way of life, what filth and dirt is carrying on. And when Islam will come, the honor of our young girl. Otherwise, one friend of ours, from America, a student of ours who came, he said that, though we did not hear it from anywhere else, but he said, in America now they are passing laws that a man, in the corporate world, a man and a woman cannot be alone in an office. There must be a third person, and if they are alone, then the door must be left open. Because of all the harm that is coming to women, how they are being abused, they came up with their ideas of freedom of woman, woman's love, and all this type of things, and now they themselves see where it has landed them. And how women are abused, how little girls are abused, and what is happening in the world, who doesn't know? What terrible things. What took us out from all that? It was Islam. And leaker in the world, in Makkah Sharif, the people of Makkah, the people in Medina Sharif, how much of liquor was consumed. And Allah protect us all. Amen. If there's one alcoholic in our family, Allah protect our whole, the whole ummah. If there's one drug addict, we know it is Jahannam already in this world. We can't live like that. Who saved us from all Allah? And what a pure deen our Islam has given us. So this is a month that we take out all the strong things, all the superstition that we have. And superstitious things are so stupid. And they are so, they make a person, when we were young, one person, he was getting married, he is passed away, Allah grant him Jannah. So he went, and where we go to? Maulana said, go to the Allah Wala. But who we go to? Gee, this whole talk started, if we don't find any Allah Wala, Muhazzin is an Allah Wala. That is calling to the house of Allah, go and sit by, in other words, what it boils down to, go and sit in good company. Today our good company, Google. Hey, we go to Google. No, good company, go and sit. And if we can't, go and read a kitab of the pious people, of our genuine people. So anyway, this person was getting married, and we don't go to good company when we don't keep that our priorities in order. So he went to some Bapu. And what the Bapu said, now for your wedding and to take out all the bad luck and all the wrong things from your your whole married life that is going to come now, you have to get a black rooster. And then on the morning of your marriage, you must you were living on a farm in the yard, you let it loose, and with your car you drive and you must kill it. And when you have killed it, then now all the bad luck will go out of your life. Now the rooster also is fighting for its life. It's not going to sit and wait for it to be. Now it's running this side and this person driving this way and that way and that way. How stupid Christians make us. And Islam, what honor Islam gives to a person. What dignity Islam gives to a person. Hey, Allahu Akbar. In this world, and the real dignity and honor will be seen on the day of Qiyamah. Then we will see that what Islam has given to a person. A person, it is the day of Qiyamah, will be khafira, rafi'a. It will be a day when people who are very like honorable in this world, they will be dropped right down if they did not have the commands of Allah, Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And people who are regarded as nothing, poor people, but they observe the commands of Allah. And they observe the Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will be raised up high on that day. Allah Ta'ala make us that we always and at all cost we observe the commandments of Allah and the Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the month that we have to take out all these wrong things from our lives. So whether it be the superstition that we have, all the bad luck that a person thinks, hopefully it isn't in our mind. And that if it is anything, just take it out. If the time is Allah's time, and Allah has taken time, the qasam of time, wal asr, all the time, whether it's the month of Safar, the month of Ramadan, whichever month, time is a great valuable thing. And those months that Allah has put more value, that we must even value much more. But even now, each moment of this month of Safar also, all the time, is extremely valuable. Allah reward our ulama, Maulana Mufti Ahmed Khan, Puri Sahib Rahmat Tijamat Barakatuh. One time explained of a great buzur, a great wali, maybe amongst the tabi'een or somewhere there, that he used to say that he hopes from Allah the reward on his sleeping, like the reward on tahajjud. Now usually we feel when you sleep you're not gaining, you're not losing. But just make your niyat, ya Allah, I'm sleeping so that my body gets fresh. My mind becomes fresh, my body becomes... And why to become fresh? Not to make dunya. To earn your dunya and earn your rozi is also jai, halal, nothing wrong with that. But to make your ibadat or even to go and earn my living, to feed my family from what I earn, I will spend in the masjid, I will spend in good causes also. Then your whole sleeping, you sleep 6 hours, 8 hours, that whole sleeping and you make dua, ya Allah, every split second, you write it in the biggest ibadah. Because I'm doing this. Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangoi rahmatullah alayh, Allah reward our elders. They explain where it comes in the, where it is narrated, that the sleep of an alim is more virtuous than the ibadat of an abid. So why is this so? Because the alim, why is he taking his rest? After that, now he's going to give dars. He's going to teach 100 people, 50 people, whoever he's going to be teaching. He's going to be writing kitabs by which ummah will be guided. And he can do that when his mind is at ease. And the sleep, he says, like a person is doing some work for you, your carpenter. Now his saw became blunt. Now he sharpens the saw in your time. You're not going to cut the wages from him. Because he's doing it for your work, so that your work can be done properly. So in the same way, a person, any person, not only an alim, we sleep so that we get fresh again to do, to fulfill the commands of Allah. So that whole sleep is also ibadah. And it is a great ibadah by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq that our sleep also and niyat is what a great amat also Allah has given us. And with niyat, a person reaches great, great height. Allah give us tawfiq to make niyat for everything. We come to the masjid, we make niyat, ya Allah. That here you are, we are coming to the masjid, we'll be visiting the masjid, and when you go to anyone's house, you will visit the owner of the house. Ya Allah, we will be meeting you. Allah is everywhere. But like we say, Baytullah, the house of Allah. more closeness of Allah is found there. In the masjid, the more close Allah is everywhere. But in the masjid you will find a more greater closeness of Allah Ta'ala. So we make that niyat also. Then we make niyat while we are in the masjid, we will be in the company of the malaika. Farishtas are found in the masjid. We will be in the company of the pious people. Whoever is coming for namaz is a pious person. And in there, mashallah, the imam is there, muazzin is there, there are people of tabliyat and da'wat who are here, there are people who are doing other great works of deen. We get there some, and many more niyats we can make. According to our niyat, we get sawab all the time. So Allah give us tawfiq. So just understand what this great ni'mat of our deen is, and all these wrong things which are in our life, whatever they are, we have to try and take them out. All superstition, some people still have the superstition that if you are driving and a cat runs across the road, then you're going to make an accident in front. What is the running of a cat running across the road got to do with an accident? Accidents and all that, they are written down, whatever, or perhaps it is our gunas or whatever, but we blame it on the cat. The cat has got nothing to do with that. Or the cat is crying at night, and we say that in the morning we'll get news about that somebody has passed away. Hey, the crying of the cat, what control has that got on the life of the living and dying of a person? The cat was giving birth, is going through the pains of childbirth, giving birth to to its little ones, and therefore it gets its crying, and we associate it for a mu'min, all these type of things. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that if these doubts come into a person, that perhaps something will happen, the superstition, then what beautiful du'as we have been taught. A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq. Bismillahi alladhi la yadurru ma'a ismihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis sama'. Wa huwa as-sami'u al-'alim. All, what beautiful that we just take this all doubts out of our mind. And in this, then also a thing that happens in this, which is hopefully it is not happening, but reports that we used to get, now also it's happening. Then a person goes to fortune tellers for things. He goes to sangomas for things. He goes to what we call this doctors with inverted commas. And when we stop at a traffic light or somewhere and we see those adverts there and what they claim they can do and what they do, and for us to go there, and the hadith we are warned is to go to a fortune teller and to believe in what he says, etc. But unfortunately, these things are still prevalent in us. So the tawheed and oneness of Allah is absolutely essential that we make an effort and a true sense. And when a person becomes desperate like that, then he goes almost anywhere and everywhere. People tell him that this witch doctor is very good. There you are gone off to, and you don't realize who I am. I'm a mu'min. Sometimes I may be in the work of da'wah. Sometimes I may be a khanqa person. I may be an alim. And for me to be going to these people, and reports that we get of who and who goes there, and what the amils also. They are the genuine amils also, and unfortunately, they are the fake amils also. And to go by the fake amils, and then they loot you with your money also, iman also goes, and how many women who go, their respect and honor is also destroyed completely. So Allah save us from there. And our deen has taught us the remedies. We have got ayatul kursi. We have got quls. Qul a'udhu bi rabbi al-falaq. Qul a'udhu bi rabbi al-nas. All four quls. We've got the manzil. We have got the most powerful and the most strong thing. Allah give us the yaqeen. And how sad it is that if my yaqeen has to move from Quran Sharif, from the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the things what a sangoma says, on the things what a takaloshi says, etc. How sad wouldn't it be? So Allah Ta'ala give us. So this month is a month that we have to work. All these wrong things must come out of us. Then for example, one thing also, which reports we have got, it's not so much we have heard in our province, but in some other provinces, where a lot of therapies are taking place now. And especially women, they are this all this therapy. And they go for retreats to different places. Only the woman goes. And the husband can't stop the woman also.
When she wants to go, she goes and she says that I'm going, and the husband can do nothing about it. And then they go all the women to a certain place. And this, the ulama who have worked on this and the people who have worked, found that all these things have to, got to do in the front. They show Islamic names. That is also one thing that today a time has come that the name of Islam is used, but in that banner all things anti-Islam. Everything against Islam is there. So they use the Islamic names, but when eventually you get into it and you go further, you find that you are now going in the Torah. Now you are going in the Ved of the Hindus. Allah. Now you are going in the Buddhist kitabs.
Allah.
And all this then complete kufr and shirk, it's hidden away and covered up just with Islamic names, etc. And then you get involved in that. Yes, Maulana, again I would repeat, say, keep company with the pious people. That is those people who you know will guide you to righteousness, who will tell you the right things. Otherwise, a person, and today's sad thing is, a person has a problem, everything, we Google it. And then what comes up on the Google, that is our doctor, that is our, Allah makes maaf, our God. And we follow all those things which are there. Again, go to those people that your heart tells you, this is a person who will tell me the right thing. That Google site that comes up, you got no idea who is it, what is behind it. And as friends say, you type in Islam, for example, the first sites will come are Jewish sites. And they just camouflage it and make it look Islamic. The Shia sites come up, Qadiani sites come up. How will we know which is the right one? And so all for our problems also, we just Google everything. Today is the time that everything a person just Google. Also we have got Manzil that we can read. Ayatul Kursi we have got. For jinn, there are the ayat in the Quran. Keep company with the righteous people. They will tell us which ayat we have to read. And then read it continuously. Don't just expect at once that we picked up our hands and we made dua and it's going to happen now. Right? That it's going to be wajadna ma talabna. That we wiped our hands, that Ya Allah, what we asked, we got it already. We got it. Allah has given it. But Allah in His wisdom knows how well the zuhur of it will be made. And which way that zuhur. It is one friend who was in an accident. He couldn't walk anymore. He was sitting in his wheelchair. He gave him some proper duas to read. And he had that. He read the duas and he used to get up. He's going to walk. But he just fell down again. 6 months he walked, got up and he walked. One lady once when we were in the Haram Sharif, and many people come to the Haramain who are invalids like this for hope of with Zamzam and the dua there. So when she read her dua and she got up, all her family, Amma sit down, grandmother, we, she just started walking. So Allah knows, and Allahu Akbar. May Allah let us know what the value of dua. It is known that a born blind person doesn't get his sight again. Imam Bukhari, rahmatullahi, the world knows he was born blind. But his mother's dua and he became Imam Bukhari. Not only he gained his sight there, he became Imam of Hadith. What a position. So du'as. So turning to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Allah save us from all these wrong things. Give us the quality. We are all in need. And we all have to help one another. Encourage one another on good. When a person falls, that's the time somebody has to pick him up. So if a person in our circles falling, now we find out he's going up Sangomas, pick him up. Give him encouragement. Tell him the right thing to do. And you make him understand. He won't understand himself. When he's in his condition, he'll want to just do what he wants to. And also from there we see how important it is that family ties be kept. When we don't keep family ties, everyone is doing his own thing and we don't know what is happening. And when it surfaces, then it's already such a terrible thing. The volcano has erupted already. And then it is a very Allah save us all. So if we keep our family ties, and this is the spirit, as Maulana was explaining, Amar bil Ma'ruf, take the messages and give them also. So when we find any weakness in any person, tell him what the right thing is. We encourage him towards the good. And in that, no holier than thou attitude. Not condemning any person to Jahannam. in the proper way, encouragement of the way. And where we have faltered in this, ask Allah for maaf. That we thought I'm very pious and I'm taking off with other people. I'm going to give them lathering today and I'm going to tell them off like that. No, we ourselves are desperately in need. We have got so many weaknesses ourselves. Hazrat Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali Jazahumullah Khair explained in one bayan at the beginning, he said, all of us are sinners. Somebody of a higher magnitude, somebody of a lower magnitude. Somebody has got this guna in him, somebody has got that guna in him. But gunegar, we are all. And we have to all the time work together that all of us we can get better. Not that I'm here, I'm a very pious, I'm sitting here, and I'm a very, no, not at all. I'm in need. Every one of us is in need. So Allah give us tawfiq that all these things, few things were mentioned. There are many more things with regard to this. Make dua, Allah give us the pure tawheed, pure trust on Allah, Amen. And use our problems come to everyone. And solutions also Allah has given. And His Rasul used the right solution. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness. Musa is a funeral in the family, so he's gone there. So tomorrow night inshallah, Yawm al-Sabt will be our Ash'ar Majlis from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock at night inshallah. Try to attend at the Darul Uloom. And Yawm al-Ahad on Sunday morning from 10 o'clock the Majlis will start till Zohar. Try and attend the program and try and refresh all these things. You need it all the time. When a person doesn't get it, the person mixes with other people, you start thinking like that. You mix with them, you whatever. So always if we have to be in the other side also, our business or whatever, then make sure we get this side also, the deeny side. And in any case, to be enlightened about our deen, to sit in majalis where dhikrullah takes place, Allah is spoken about, this is absolutely essential for us. Otherwise we go off track very easily. May Allah give us all the opportunities.